American, I'm gonna add.
Amen.
I don't normally see people that's you know, shorter than me, so I can turn the mic up and have a little fun with it. Now, the reason why I said that is this. When I got to Narcotics Anonymous, American, I'm an addict.
Amen.
When I got to Narcotics Anonymous, my ego was so big, I honestly did not know I was short. Had no clue. Tell me, had no clue. Somebody in here, egomaniac, just like me, right? I was real angry. I was real lonely, right? Didn't have no self-worth. If you do things to hurt yourself, your self-worth is at an all-time low. You know, I remember being in this treatment facility, and I remember this sister argued with me. I said, ain't none of us got no self-esteem. And she argued with me, told me how high her self-esteem was. One thing I could do, I could read a little bit. So I told her, go read. Because you don't make it here, man, because you know how to treat yourself.
Right.
So, you know, the deal is, they asked me to talk about being restored to sanity. And I'm one of them people that was really, really insane. You know, and my perception and views was so misscrewed. If anybody in here like me, man, you know what I'm talking about when you just think you know. That you make your damn self sick. You know what I mean? My sponsor used to start talking and I say, I know. But what he sponsoring me for? But see, if you don't know what I'm talking about, that's insecurity, man. You know, and I got here in 1992, right? I was young, I was angry, you know, and I was real hopeless. And this is how bad it was for me. I was angry because I kept going to the jail for terrible crimes. And that would have put me away a long, long, long time. I'd probably just be coming home now if I made it out. And I kept coming home. And I told myself if I go to penitentiary, I'm talking about hopelessness.
Yeah.
I told myself if I just go to penitentiary 3 or 4 years, I could chill. I could pump iron, and I could read, and I could chill.
Mm-hmm.
But I like women. I'm talking about being at a place mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, man, that I'd rather be somewhere in a box with animals, man. Because I don't know how to live out here. See, I got to identify if I need to be restored. You know, first step, talk about denial, man. You know, I come in here, you know, I'm going to dictate what's wrong with me and what's not. You know what I mean? Oh, that right there, that's because of you. And that right there, that's because of you. You know what I mean? And the deal is that, you know, I in 1996, September 5th was the last day I used, right? And I gave myself a chance, right? And what I wanted to do, man, is not just stop using, right? I suffer from anger. And I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a gangster. But if I get angry, I'll murder you. And I didn't have no way to shut it off. I didn't know how to shut it off. And I needed help, man. Because when I first got in and got clean, I figured I would end up in a penitentiary even clean if I didn't find a way to start the restoration process. But man, Narcotics Anonymous did it for us. You got a book. 12 steps. I guarantee I put money on. Guarantee. I don't carry no weapons. I carry weapons all my life. Ain't gonna fight my ass off. But I'll do something to you with the weapon. Right? I'm just talking about a real insecure guy, man. Real angry. Real mad at the world, man. Because I don't know how to live. Because I'm insecure. My value system is at an all-time low. And I really just want to be a regular Joe. I really want somebody to value me. I really want to be respected. You got to give respect to get respect. You know? And the deal is that when I got to Narcotics Anonymous, I was young, right? You know, I'm a couple months from being 49 years old. And I came in here, you know, in 1992. And if you're struggling in here, keep coming. Because the grace kept me here, right? It took me 4.5 years to get one. Talking about restoration, right? Talking about developing this faith thing. Belief that if there's something out here that can do it for you, right? It'll do the same thing for me, right? So I started to see this thing working in your lives, right? I started to hear stories about guys that couldn't read and write. And at this time, they was professors, right? And my mind was blown because I could read real well. But I grew up, you know, like the kid, you know, up under the table. My father used to pull guns, stick them in my mother's mouth, so 5 of us under the table shaking like this. So you come out of that, you be fucked up. When you get out of that, you be fucked up. Yeah. You know what I mean? So what happened is I had an inability to learn. So when I got here, I couldn't do math. None. At all. And we talking about the restoration process is lifelong, man. You got to give yourself a chance. Right? This don't work overnight. It don't work by osmosis, man. You don't just sit in the seat. Look, I've been here a long time. I don't care who tell you, just keep coming. You're going to change in spite of yourself. That's bullshit, man. Absolutely. I've been here since 1992. I ain't seen nair joker sit in the seat and not surrender themselves to the program and the principles. Commit themselves to reading. Commit themselves to denying themselves. Change don't come until you start denying yourself. Trust me when I tell you. Trust me when I tell you, this shit ain't no broken record. This is real, man. We got to give up some things, right? Real character is built by one denying self, right? So what happens is, man, is I got in this process called, you know, this restoration part, you know, because my thinking, my sponsor who just spoke downstairs, right? He led the meeting, and I cried half the time, right? Because he been sponsoring me for 22 years. But he told my story. I heard my sponsor 300-400 times. But he told my story, talked about the little boy, the insecurities, talked about restoration, talked about where we come from and getting on the other side. You know what I mean? So how did I get to a place where the guy that, you know, once would throw my hands up and want to fight about it, to develop the ability to be secure enough with myself that I can tell you I don't like what you just say. Oh, it takes time. Because I can fight pretty good, so it's easier for me to do that. It really was. That was easy, man. But me telling you, you know, I don't like what you said. I'd rather you not do that anymore. Oh, man, that's a sucker way out. My mentality was you supposed to take a weapon or something, or a piece of steel or something, and try to maim them. That was my perception. We talking about how not to go out of fear, but how can I develop the ability to move out of a level of humility? Let God use me, man. How do I do that? When everything in my mind tell me, man, that everything is wrong with me. I don't believe in myself. That's when I started believing the group. I got involved. If you knew, go to meetings. Go to meetings. Get a sponsor. Get involved in a program. Right? And what started to happen was, I began to realize I didn't have to try to fix everything that was going on with me. When my priorities changed, my desires started to change. I started to desire things that was healthier for me, right? And the deal is that I'm one of them cats, right, that suffer. I told you, being under the table, guns in my mother's mouth. So, I'm going to share something with you, right? I used to get angry at myself. And I'd punch myself in the head, hard as I can. I'm talking about even up to about 5 years ago. I just beat myself in the head, right? I might be angry at the kids or something. You understand? You might not know what that is. Some people in here do. But I know what it is, right? I would revert, you know, my anger. I'm not going to hurt nobody on the outside. I love my children. You know what I mean? I came up abused, so I don't do that. I don't believe in it. You know, you believe in it, you do it. But I ain't beating no kids, man. You know, the deal is this, man. What happened is that I began to come in a meeting and share about it. Because I hadn't did it for years. Then I started back. Right. We talking about restoration to sanity. We talking about ain't nothing wrong if something wrong. It's an opportunity, man, for you to get all right with it and then get into the business of work. A lot of us got a lot of issues, a lot of baggage. It's all right. Trust me when I tell you. A lot of you wouldn't want my life. Trust me. And I'm going to tell you why. I live a real boring life. My brother here, he'll tell you, call me a cold square. I hear him laughing right now. Because my life is boring. I'm not that thug, that real dirty, rotten dude. Me and my brother used to be together. He see I'm eyeing something to do something. I'm petty. I rob. He said, you got the pistol? I said, you know I got the pistol. You know what I mean? I'm talking about restoration, man. Not taking, but giving. Yeah. And that's a place that one have to get to. Through giving. Sacrifice, right? So look. I got busy with my sponsor, man, and we got to talking about this restoration process. He said, man, what you got to do, Eric, man, is you got to look at the truth about the first step. He said, you got to look at the truth, man. He said, the deal is, man, is that, you know, normal people don't behave the way you behave. and he said, the only way to change that kind of behavior, man, is, you gotta start doing something different a day at a time. Say, man, this thing don't change. You don't change overnight. And so what happened was my belief system began to change. The guy that felt real bad about himself, felt real low. I did a lot of things in the street that I honestly should be doing life in the penitentiary for. So I really believe that a lot of things happened to me, I was cursed. I really believe that. I'm talking about change of belief system now. We're talking about restoration. My belief system began to change. I began to truly believe that I should have all that God desires for me. That if he took the merciless obsession to use the way I used the way for me, man, he got something better for me. How about I forgive myself? Jack, forget about all that you did. Forget about the money. Forget about all robbing. Forget about all that, man. Forget about the pain you caused people, man. Let's deal with the debt. How about that? So we got into the book, right? And I began to hold on to something real simple. And if you're new in here, you don't believe in God, that's fine, man. Fellowship, that's what we're about, man. You come in here. From all walks of life, man. This don't have nothing to do with religion. All you got to do is look around you and find hope. And if you're down here right now and you're going through a lot at home, man, just for a moment, let it go. Let it go. Trust me what I tell you. I've been down, coming down here 17, 18 years, man. My life is so much better. I don't talk long. I'm going to get off the mic in a minute. I get this opportunity a lot, right? And I'm always honored and grateful that somebody asked me to come out and share my experience, strength, and hope. The deal is this. I got the Narcotics Anonymous real broken, real insane, and desperate for a way out. Narcotics Anonymous had a blueprint. They say, look, Earl, we got some principles, man. I guarantee you this. If you do not take the 12-step journey, man, what you doing to yourself, man, you might as well go back out on the street. Because you don't just have to be abstinent in here. Right? I'm going to share one more thing. I'm close. First 2 years I was clean, I used my My front door, when you open it in an apartment, led straight to my bathroom, right? I couldn't take a shower without the door open because I had done so much wrong. Now, if you're going to live a comfortable life, you got to get rid of that. I just talked about, man, letting go of all of that. Right? Ain't nobody else beat me over the head. Why I'm beating myself over the head? The truth is this, man. The euphoria wore off. A lot of things began to lessen. A lot of fears. A lot of shame. A lot of the things, man, that in the way I felt about self began to go. And I began to believe that if the Creator could do it for you guys, He'd do it for me too. All I had to do was look at my home group and listen to the stories. People were worse off than me. So I got involved. I stay involved. I don't never want to use again. The deal is this, man, before I take my seat. Here it is, man. The restoration process never stops. If the Creator gave you everything you need to change about you, the day you blow your brains out. So staying open, man, is what it's about. I'll be celebrating 20 years in 2 or 3 months, man. The deal is this, though. This the deal. Man, I gotta keep working. If you ask my wife, depending on what day, you know what I mean? I'm real, man. I keep it simple, man. Because somebody else in here punching themselves in the head and they don't have the courage to go in a meeting and tell somebody that they don't have the ability to deal with their anger. So, man, keep coming back. Get involved. Because Narcotics Anonymous is awesome, man. This is the best dope I ever had. I'm saying. It's like a